It was good seeing him. Robbie Neiswanger also joining me here at my broadcast location at the Nashville Convention Center. Robbie, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too. How's everything going?
It's very good. Well, normally our shows don't start quite like that with, the drummer for the Black Crowes and Jim Gaffigan calling in. I wish every day was like that. But good to have you, man. I appreciate you.
And now it's just me.
No, this is the best hour, Big Baby, best hour we've ever had.
Ever. Best ever.
Big Baby's very excited. So, anyway, so here we go. It's tournament time. Got a big day today, and hopefully Arkansas gets to stick around for a few days, and I think most people would agree that certainly could have done a lot worse as far as start times for the game and draws in the tournament.
Yeah, I think everybody just wants to see Arkansas stick around for the second day. I mean, that's been the problem the last few years, four straight losses in the first round here. It's been something that has frustrated everybody. Obviously, Mike Anderson was just around for last year, so this is, you know, his second crack to get a team to advance and move on here, and we'll see what Arkansas can do. Clearly, you know, I think they feel good playing this Vanderbilt team. They beat them earlier this year, although they did lose here in Nashville to them. So now it's just a matter of, you know, can this team win a game when it leaves the state of Arkansas? And we're going to find out tonight.
I can't wait to find out. I mean, honestly, the suspense is killing me. I cannot wait to see how it all goes down tonight.
Well, you know, I mean, it's been something all year long that you just, you know, you see them get close to beating a team like Alabama on the road. You see them really lay some eggs, you know, whether it's at South Carolina or even here in Vanderbilt, and you just can't figure this team out. Now that it's postseason, will they figure out a way themselves to get this taken care of and accomplished?
Yeah.
If not, it's going to be a short postseason.
Well, it's no surprise that yesterday Kevin Stallings and his players spent most of their time trying to defuse any thoughts of their hometown advantage and also downplaying at the same time, kind of in the same vein, Arkansas's inability to win outside of the state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Does the Auburn win even count now when you look at how bad Auburn is?
No.
It's like a half a win?
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, yeah, Auburn was, they finished last in the league this year, and that's the only win. I mean, think about that. That's the only win Arkansas's got outside the state this year, beating Auburn.
It's not a good team, and they actually seemingly got worse through the year, Auburn did.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah. It's almost like the team just kind of eroded, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Tony Barbie. Are they going to stick by him, or are they going to let him go? I don't know what you do, because it's Auburn basketball. It's been bad for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you stick by a guy, try to give him a chance to build and grow, or do you cut ties and say, this isn't our guy, and try to find somebody else?
Well, you've been around. I mean, is there anybody – okay, well, who's number two as far as the level of seriousness that this football league takes basketball? We know Kentucky's number one. Kentucky fans are the most serious, most dedicated, most interested, most engaged, most well-traveled. They don't have any football over there, though, of course, although they're excited about their new coach, Coach Stoops. I said that really loud as two Kentucky fans walked by to see if I could get their attention. And then there's Tennessee, and that's a whole different kind of issue. Just kidding, Tennessee fan. Anyway, but who do you think is the second most engaged fan base in the SEC?
When it comes to basketball.
Yeah, maybe Florida?
No.
Is Florida's fan base engaged?
No. Well, I think they're engaged.
Is it just a sidebar to football?
Yeah.
It's a distraction?
I do.
Okay.
I would say Arkansas.
Yeah.
I don't think there's...
I'd like to think that, but I don't want to be too much of a homer about it.
Maybe it's a toss-up between Arkansas and Missouri.
Okay.
Now Missouri's in the league, because they really care about basketball up there, too. So, you know, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, the fact that we're seeing some Arkansas fans in here today, I think it's proof that, you know, there's still a lot of interest in basketball. They want this program to continue to grow and get back to where it was, and they're still a little ways off, but I think, you know, you see progress this year, even though it hasn't been the year anybody expected, even though there's been disappointment on the road. I think that there's been progress. I think that's pretty clear.
Well, I just got a question. Maybe you can help me out on this. Big mother fire. I don't think I could say that, but
oh,
I just
careful.
Did. Yeah, you got to be really careful. Get your finger on the trigger there, Big Baby. En route to Nashville. Hey, Justin. What are the chances of scoring two tickets for the evening session to check out the Hogs? Are you seeing many single tickets for sale on the street? I haven't been on the street very much, so I don't know. But I know typically, well, you're going to see fans from, if they bought a whole booklet, you'll see fans from South Carolina and Auburn trying to dump their tickets. Although, if you're an Auburn fan, did you buy a whole book?
I really doubt there's a lot of people that bought books. If you're among those bottom four, you probably understood what your chances were of being here all weekend long.
Maybe so. A&M. If you're going to drive all the way from College Station, don't you think you maybe just plan on staying the weekend regardless?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't in the arena last night because I was just getting here a little later in the evening, so I'm not sure what the crowds even looked like last night.
See, the thing that stinks is this year, Robbie, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. There was a guy that called Trey's show, and I think this may have been what he was saying, but I jumped down his throat and I didn't listen to him very long. He said, well, there's not much to you know, not much at stake here, so this tournament doesn't mean much. Well, I jumped on him and I said, no, you're way off. There's a ton at stake for a lot of teams in this tournament, so you're totally wrong there. What I will say is there is not that elite premier team this year, so you can't even go, hey, my team got bounced, but we're going to stick around because we might see the eventual national champion. I don't think anybody who was in Nashville this weekend thinks the national champion's playing at Bridgestone Arena over the next few days.
Yeah, unless you're a Florida fan or Kentucky fan.
Do even they believe it? I don't. Maybe Kentucky because they're delusional. I don't even think Florida fans think this team has what it takes to get to the national title.
Florida fans might hope that that's the case, but I agree with you. Their depth is not very good. They've had a rough road here. They've had a lot of injuries. I think that they're back healthy now, but I don't think they've got enough depth to actually make it to the national title game. But, you know, we'll see. Florida will get that chance, there's no doubt. And they've been competing for a one seed all year. It doesn't look like they'll have that now, but, you know, they'll be seeded pretty high, so they'll get that opportunity.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear from Mike Anderson, B.J. Young, and Marshawn Powell. And yesterday we had Rick Schaefer on, and I also spoke to Wally Hall last night, and they're both of the opinion that Marshawn, and they kept bringing up his age, he's an old bird at 23, he'll be moving on to professional, whether it's the NBA or overseas. There's no question this guy can make money playing basketball, and because of his age and his history with injuries, and he had a good year springboarding his way to a professional career now, and it really kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't necessarily expecting it. B.J. Young's a guy we've talked about all season as, you know, whether or not he has actual NBA potential or just perceived NBA potential remains to be seen. But he's a guy that I think everybody sort of thought there was a better-than-average chance that he was going to try to go on and play professionally next year.
I agree.
Yeah, now it looks like both of them might.
Yeah, BJ's got it's the NBA skill set, I think. You know, clearly his outside shots, he's got to improve. He's got to get better in a lot of ways. Defensively, I think he's got to get better. But you just see the raw skills there, and you see a guy that's got that NBA potential. So in my mind at this point, and clearly, you know, I haven't gotten inside these guys' heads, so I don't know for sure. But in my mind, I think both of them are probably done at the end of this year.
So what does that mean? And we were talking about that as well. I mean, what does this team look like going into next season? I mean, I guess job one is getting, you know, a true point guard, a guy that can really – and, again, you really haven't had a guy who is a pure – distributor of the basketball. I mean, you've had a guy with B.J. Young who can break down a defense, but his decision-making was a little suspect at times.
Right. I mean, that's the thing that they need. They need a true point guard. We know that they've got the two big men coming in that'll help immediately, and they're going to help tremendously. And then you've got these younger guys who, a guy like Michael Qualls, a guy like Anthlon Bell, these two guys, you saw them grow as the year's gone on, and I think they've got a chance to get really – they've got a chance to be really improved through the offseason, get really, you know, become better players all around before next year. So I think we'll see a big jump from those two guys next year, and I think that's going to help this team a lot.